by the jail cell in a bucket. There's this book, and the book is Conjure Bow, and it actually does more damage than any of the bows in the game, except for maybe like a select few. So it did more damage than my stealth character. So I started using Conjure Bow as a mage, a mage assassin. So I used like destruction spells, and I also used the bow too. So like I basically just focused on only magic. But yeah, I did use a lot of the Conjure Bow. But it's fun. It's a good spell.
It is. Actually, thinking about like my ideal, like to go back to an earlier conversation point, a Jeffersonian network, which is something me and Frederick have both talked about extensively. I would like ideally the borders to be from like Reading up to about Eugene, because those are both a 2-hour difference from like Medford, Oregon. That way everyone's at minimum.
How far is Reading from Medford?
2 hours.
And why haven't you been doing activism in Reading?
Because I was focusing on the state of Oregon. Because the numbers are extremely down, and I don't like seeing that. I don't like seeing the numbers down in my own state. Even if I live on the border.
Well, same with California's work too, man.
It does, and that's why I went down to Sacramento and did a whole bunch of stuff. I interviewed a guy, did a banner drop, did a stencil run, did a sticker run, planned future activism, which is turning out to look good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got super, super awesome things coming up in California in the future.
Dude, fantastic. I'd like to hear it.
It seems like California has a lot of people. I'd be surprised if they aren't networking.
It's a big state.
They'll get enough guys, and then the guys will, like, move, because, like, their only goal is to get out of California.
Yeah, that's the problem with having guys who think like us in a state like California. I left California, for example. Yeah. You become aware of how screwed up things in the nation are getting, and all the anti-white narrative and all of the policies that are being implemented in the state of California, and you're like, okay, I gotta get out. I don't care where I go, I gotta go.
All about right to me.
It's
I
like
want to live in California.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I've lived in NorCal and SoCal. It's not fun. It's like, I know a lot of people who live in, on Long Island, and like, all they want to do is leave. And I don't blame them. New York sucks.
How's it going, the rest of you guys? What's up, John? How's it going, Vincent? How's it going, Alexander? Good evening to all of you.
Heck, who'd you pick for your first Pokemon starter?
My very first Pokemon?
Yep.
I don't know. Bulbasaur, I think.
Is that true?
That's what?
Is that true?
So, yes, if I recall. I think Pokemon came out when I was like 9 years old or something.
You say Bulbasaur is the best Pokemon?
Dope.
I was on the Squirtle.
God, you were all nerds.
I just got a version of Pokemon Leaf Green that I'm replaying. And, I picked, Charmander because my last playthrough, Pokemon Fire Red, I picked Bulbasaur. I never once have ever picked Squirtle. I don't know why. Never have.
I had a girlfriend in high school that liked that character. Thought it was cute.
Last Ace is cool, but, like, I don't know. I just really like Vaporeon as a water type, so I just never, or Gyarados, so I just never really picked Blastoise, you know? But then, like, when Gen 3 came out, I was all about picking Mudkip, and I'd have, like, Swampert, which is my first level 100 Pokemon, I remember. That thing kicks ass, but as soon as a blade of grass touches it, he fucking dies so fast. Because he's a water ground type with, like, somewhat low special defense. But all of his other stats are extremely bulky. Like, he's, like, a great Pokemon.
Water types, I love Blastoise just because the idea of this giant turtle with cannons on it was cool. But water types always bother me the most because you can imagine something spewing fire, and you can imagine something growing leaves and throwing leaves, but the idea of all that water coming from where does that water come from? There's when you're doing surf, how does that turtle start all the water for all the moves that it has?
Right, but and also to me it was like, how does the water deal damage? You know, I mean, maybe if it's like super high pressure, like a fire hose, that makes sense. But I don't know, like ooh, water gun, a little bit of water. It's like, and then all of a sudden, Pokemon faints. So I'm like, what is that?
Bubble beam.
How that works?
Did you guys play Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, I got into it in high school. I have a $500 EDH sticker deck.
You're so poor.
Oh, I literally like spent a whole paycheck.
I've probably when I was really into it, I probably spent over like $2,000 on Magic. Like, oh.
I've seen some people's collections, dude. It gets disgusting.
I had a giant box of like all of my old commander decks and just spare cards, but I think someone stole it. Like I cannot find it for the life of me. So I wanted to get back into it, but also my local game store is extremely gay.
Why?
No, like literally, the owner is a fag. He's a mixed race fag, and has a bunch of pride flags and BLM shit inside the building, not on the windows, but inside the building.
Okay, so it's like everywhere else.
Yeah, I think it's just retarded.
Yeah, there's a card shop in Auburn that's pretty cool, and like there's like degenerates that go there and stuff because like nerds are attracted to tabletop gaming, but they've never had any like BLM or gay or anything. It's like just a card shop. You know, there's no extra bullshit.
That's kind of why, like, I want to get Warhammer 40K, dude.
One, yeah, Warhammer stuff, like, too.
Yeah, but, like, every game table I've ever seen, all of the dudes outside are our guys. And also, like, there's a surprising amount of people in this organization that play 40K, so that just makes me drawn to it. I don't know.
I got a couple Magic decks.
Are they like actual EDH decks, or are they 60 card standard decks?
I think they're the ones that are more than 60 cards.
Mm-hmm.
Commander? Your deck?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Commander is 100 cards, but one is your Commander. So 99.
Yeah.
So 99 technically.
I've only played with them like twice because I don't have anybody to play with me with them.
Bro, you should be able to find lots of people who will play with you up over where you live.
Yeah, I don't know where I would seek that out.
There's a lot of game stores in Portland.
Fuck that.
Anyone else go to AnimeCon in Portland last week, bro?
I would have gone.
Oh, dude. I am friends with someone who cosplays. And they flew all the way over to Portland just to cosplay Hatsune Miku, which is apparently some Vocaloid character.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I only just recently learned what Vocaloid is. It sounds weird.
The only good anime is Dragon Ball, the original.
My Hero Academia and Attack on Titan are really good. Attack on Titan has, like, this fascist racial story about these people who are, you know, subjugated against, and they're basically Aryans, honestly.
Their leader is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed dude.
Yeah. And, like, all the characters are, like literally Aryan Chads. There's, like, only one non-white in the, like, full anime, and she's a Hapa, so, you know, whatever. pretty interesting. Anywho, I'm gonna go piss really quick. Let's all hop down to meeting room number 4. Alright, and y'all wrangle everyone who's not here, message them, call them on Telegram, whatever. We have a weekend next weekend hosted by Tyler, who of all people should be here right now. So get a hold of all them while I use the bathroom real quick. Okay, cool, thanks, bye.
Tyler said he'd be 5 minutes late in the network A chat, so I'm assuming that's where he is.
Hope that John mutes himself when he pisses, because Alexander hates that.
Yeah, I do.
I'll never forget right either. Now.
Oh, by the way, Alexander, I sent Frederick back with that chili. I don't know if you knew that.
Son of a bitch, he saw me last week and didn't give me any. So livid now. Just kidding. But thank you for telling me. I'll remind him when I see him tomorrow.
I figure that chili's got a long way to go, but it'll eventually make its way to you.
I know, I might drop it off in Southern California first.
This is a lot of work to get, like, 6 cans of chili.
Oh, trust me, it's more than 6.
It's like 10, to be honest. Maybe 12.
Oh, excuse me. Well, my bad.
All I'm hearing is it's still one ninth of food.
All right, I'm back.
According to Tyler, he should be here any second. I'm not sure where Ethan is.
Hey, Clark, I got it all fixed up, by the way. The house I was showing you pictures of. My God, what a disaster, man.
Oh, you got it all fixed up? Or is it just not getting any worse? Is he just kept putting it on?
Yeah, it's not getting any worse. I'm going home right now, and I got to make sure that it won't flood my tenant's apartment when I take a shower.
Dude, that is quite the situation.
I know, I woke up in my yard. I woke up, turned on my sink, and I'm like, how come I don't have any water? I look out my backyard and it's flooded. My water main is broke. It was a busy day yesterday.
How did that even happen?
The previous owners or someone down the line had planted trees, like a row of trees directly on top of the water line. So I assume it's the roots of the trees have fucked it up.
Oh, that's clever. You know, I wouldn't have thought of doing that myself, but what do I know?
Clearly, you aren't a Mexican renter.
Viva la Mexico.
Maybe it'll just remind them of home. Maybe they'll like it.
I don't know. When I bought the house, he was so proud. He's like, I planted all these trees myself. And I was like, why would you do that? You planted way too many trees in this small of a yard. You've seen my yard. You planted all these trees. It's just going to mess up the foundation and everything else in like 15 years. And here I am like 8 years later with waterline problems already. Anyway, I'm not trying to hold up the meeting. I'm sorry.
You're not holding up the meeting. The people we're waiting for are holding it up.
I have 20 more minutes before I have to go back and clock on.
You need a different job.
I did. I've been looking into it on our... looking into like transfers and stuff like that again. It's
hey,
just
Clark,
different because I can't find. Yeah, what's up?
You should start a hate fishing boat with me. Let's all just start a fishing boat.
Hateful Fishing Tours LLC.
Oh no, I meant commercial fishing, but yes.
Oh, sick. I'd be down.
You can start fishing for pike minnows so we can sell them to Columbia County, or, yeah, the Columbia River Fish and Wildlife thing.
Dude, no, squid fishing is so much more worth it, man. Drive down, sail down to, like, the Catalina Island, do some tuna fishing when tuna's in season. Mmm. They make so much money. But at such a narrow window of time, you're up for, like, 36 hours.
I've done that. I can be awake for 36 hours.
Okay, based.
I can't.
Drink enough bangs or yerba mates and you will.
36 hours in a row.
Yeah.
Fishing on a boat. So 36 hours of, I am assuming, is pretty hard work.
Is really a laborious work. But there does happen to end up being some downtime.
Give me a bang. Only one.
Just one bang.
Just one.
Network director John Walker.
You go there during that time and then plunder everybody else's haul. That would be
oh, what are you, a Chinese
job.
Fishing vessel? Fucking Chinaman?
That's got a point.
A lot less than 36 hours of work.
Back out here was wants to seize the means of production.
Okay, base.
So he's talking about getting a pirate ship, right? He's talking about that.
Probably check.
Dude, a pirate ship.
I was gonna say,
would be
cool.
I
hope it was me. I need to talk to somebody. I was just talking today
I think
about
that was, I think that was
some
me.
Of the guys about land piracy.
Can we just get, like, the hate bus and we, like...
Believe that theft, Jack, and that's illegal. We don't participate in illegal activities.
That's true.
Sorry to,
okay.
Sorry to burst your bubble.
We legally acquire. That's fine.
We're not
legally
we're
borrowing
and
relocating conquered items.
I've got other ideas.
Hey, John.
Alright, who else are we missing? Frederick. Where's Frederick?
I messaged him like 100 times.
Can I call him?
Put up Eaker, John. do like the Patriot Pirate idea though. I think we should invest in this one.
Oh, there's
Tyler. There we go. I think that's everyone. Ethan's here as well. Only person we're missing is Walter. Funny.
Whatever happened to Don Washington? I think he was around for like a week.
He wasn't responding, so I had him removed. I didn't like his name anyways. Don Wah. That sounds too much like John Wah. Can't have it.
Bro, I did the interview on it. It was okay.
Well, he wasn't fucking replying or doing anything. You can't just have someone sitting around for a month not doing anything, you know?
Yeah, like, he had that surgery, and then he was back for, like, a couple days. Didn't do activism, but he talked, and then he just disappeared.
Damn.
Don't know. Good news, though. Andrew Oregon reapplied. He has been rehabilitated, and we're reaccepting him.
Okay, well, I'm joining Folk Front.
I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to get Adam Waffened.
Oh. What? We don't all want to have gay sex with a Mexican tranny?
Wait, what?
Okay, I'll send you the article later after we're done here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's real good.
About him? Okay. We got a meeting to discuss. We can go over that later. All right, so thank you, everyone, for being here today. Very cool attendance. All right, we're going to go over first week debrief. I don't know what all got done across the board for everyone. I kind of had plans this weekend, but I didn't really follow through with them. My apologies. It's been a brutal work week, and then we were kind of busy all last weekend. I was like, I don't really want to plan anything big for this weekend. However, last minute, went out Saturday night to go scout a couple big action locations. And so we scouted those out for a little bit, and I kind of checked them out and deliberated whether or not we could or should do them. And then Ethan and Clark and I stenciled up the walls across the street from the city hall in downtown Seattle, and with some of the big banner stencils, the URL ones, and... that was across the street from their big Black Lives Matter mural that they see outside their front office window in the city hall. So I'm sure that those people are going to enjoy that if that's still up by tomorrow morning when they go to work. However, I have a feeling it already got taken care of. And then after that, we headed over to Capitol Hill, and we went to the Chaz Zone, right? Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, and it was absolutely popping. Super busy night. All the gay bars were out open. There was a Antifa dressed in all black with like sentries posted around the neighborhood, like on their little Nazi watch. And we managed to stencil around the whole entire neighborhood with, I want to say, 15 or so stencils right under their noses. And got some massive butthurt out of them on Twitter, and I'm sure in all their Telegram chats they're absolutely furious. And I imagine tonight they're out and up in arms and up in their patrols and walking around just absolutely just furious. So that was fun to do some boot on the ground style activism with some stenciling. Would have only been a bit better if we had dressed more appropriately and less working class, so people wouldn't have looked at us too much, and making those stencils portable, walking around with a big long stencil like that, it definitely catches people's eyes. We walked by two police officers in a cop car, all of which they didn't like us. They were glaring at us. They knew us being masked up, carrying around some painted up stencil were up to no good, but clearly they had better shit to do, so they didn't bother us as we walked across the crosswalk right past them. So we definitely need to cut out all of the font that's about 1 foot tall, cut those all out on Coroplast squares, and fold them up in accordion-style folds like the big banner stencils. I think that'd be very useful, and then we also need to continue on a project of modifying fire extinguishers to spew paint, which will be ultimately much cheaper, more accessible, and better than the Rusto cans. However, Rusto cans are still going to be want to be used because they dry fast and you can put a stencil, whereas the fire extinguisher is good for cover-ups, but that's about it. It's very runny. It's hard to get a stencil on that. Then on top of that, we need to get a projector. Ethan, I gave you the projector. I gave you the cord for it. I gave you the the screen that comes with it. So if you want to use it for your own personal use, you can. But I forgot to give you the remote that goes with it. So it's kind of hard to control the printer without that. My apologies. So we got to get that, and then we can take the projector, and you can project any of our fonts or designs onto a wall of material such as cardboard or coroplast, right? And depending on how far you want the projector, you can that how big you need your stencil, whatever size you want. You can get really specific, right? You just put the projector closer to the wall, and it makes it smaller. Farther back makes it larger. Makes sense. So I would like make foot stencils as well, or maybe 1.5 foot stencils, and we can start putting all of our messaging on $18 banners. I think that would make the banners in general just look way better, way cheaper, so on and so forth. So that's some projects we need to do. Maybe considering since we're having the Thanksgiving thing next weekend, perhaps we could bust out all the 1 foot letters and multiple copies of them on Coroplast, after dinner. There's an idea. So maybe we can get around to doing that. I was also thinking maybe we could go out all of us together and go do some activism. So kind of depends. I don't know how much we're going to want to do, considering we're all kind of, you know, celebrating Thanksgiving. What do you guys think? Might as well make the drive. We're all driving across the region, right? What do you guys think?
Sounds fun.
I think it'd be cool if we got out a whole bunch of those not stolen Concord banners and just dropped them all over the place. I think that'd be kind of on point for Thanksgiving.
Okay. I was also thinking that, I don't know what the location is, but I imagine Tyler got somewhere with like a fairly big yard or a park nearby for dinner. You know, we can get guys going on some sparring and stuff, and Vincent can film that, and that would be nice for a big action post. And then me and a couple helpers can crank out some letters and do some banners, and then we're gonna probably go deploy a couple of those afterwards and hopefully send home some guys with banners, you know, if those are small stencils and we make copies of them, and we can make a banner factory. I think that'd be really cool. But I don't know what the space is like. I don't know what the Airbnb is like. Anyhow, but we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves here with the meeting notes. So for this week, well, I don't know what other actions were completed, but I know me and Clark and got done. So Clark and Ethan, how was it? How did it go?
I think pretty well. Obviously, there were some things that we could improve upon, like you said, making the stencil accordion style and not just, you know, one giant sheet of whatever it is.
So it can fit in the backpack and be portable. Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, dressing the part, you know, I think, like you said, we were too working class to blend in well with communists, funny enough. Another thing that I was thinking, it was you know, just getting more accustomed to the different types of spray paint, just because I'm so used to the small cans that when we were breaking out the real big ones, I was just like dousing it in paint. So that's just something I should probably get a bit more familiar with.
Yeah, and those green tips are wide spray ones. They're more wide than the normal ones, so you can hold those even further back. And also, just in general, you don't need to spray so hard, so close to the stencil, but you'll get it. You know, that's why we go and find underpasses and like caves and other places to practice on, right? We'll figure it out. Ethan, what do you think? How did our action go? Actions. You're breaking up really bad. Can you disconnect your McDonald's Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I'm gonna
run. You are boop bop robot. Boop.
Happy.
I didn't realize Optimus Prime was in this call.
Thanks, Ethan. Very cool. All right, moving forward. We'll catch his opinion later when he figures out his mic problems. Moving forward to fitness. I believe everyone has submitted all of their fitness so far. I want everyone to be in the green by December 4th, and guys who are on shields, I want as many blue squares as possible, the guys that are on shields with me. Dude, you're breaking up, man. We can't hear a dang word you're saying.
I think I got that. The difference between a blue and a green square, Ethan, is that a blue square is meeting the minimum requirement, and a blue square is being 33% or better in the requirement.
Yes. So green is passing, blue is above and beyond.
Are the fitness standards posted somewhere?
Not really, but like we have them on the server.
I can read this if you want. If you got
send him the chart.
We'll do.
Put the numbers. I don't know if I want to share everyone's fitness with each other. Oh, don't fat shame me. No. Don't have any fatties.
Do you want me just to send him the just the minimum requirements, the thing you sent me like a month ago, or do you want me to send him the chart that I have?
I think as Tyler's helping with fitness, just send him the whole chart. Anyhow, so that's our fitness.
I can't hear you for reconnect.
What, me? Oh, okay. That covers our fitness. I want everyone to be in the green, to be passing. That way we all look good and we can keep up. This March is going to be a lot of moving around, a lot, especially for guys that have auxiliary roles like cameras or shields. You guys are gonna need to have some top fucking cardio to keep up. So that's something to look into. And for us shield guys, we also need to get slightly better bump caps, which John Utah posted. Find it, and we're gonna have to make chin straps for them. That way they don't get knocked off your head if you're getting into an altercation, right? We had that issue at Philadelphia. So a simple little chin strap that goes underneath the white mask will be more than suitable. What we are doing.
Tyler, I DM'd you the fitness standards.
Okay, moving forward. Everyone needs to get out and go do your pro mat run. You know, the usual, what we expect. Anyone who misses a week of ProMat needs to at least do two the next week. So let's say this week you guys didn't get out and you didn't do a post. This next week now you need to get out and do two posts. If you don't do two posts, that carries over. You got to get that done. Sound good? Any questions regarding that system? All right, cool. All right. So activity for next week, we got Thanksgiving planned up. Tyler's been pretty much planning it. So I'm going to let Tyler take over from here. Tyler?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
What time and where do you want everyone meeting up? What do they need to bring? Supplies, all that jazz, the itinerary, food, whole shebang.
Food's taken care of. All you guys need to do is if you have, special drink that you guys like, bring your own. I would like everyone, if you can, guys coming from the south, talk to other guys from the south about carpooling. There's enough space for six cars. However, there is a trailhead just down the road that we can ferry people from if there are more vehicles arriving. But the more people to carpool, the better. There's definitely going to be more people staying than there are beds. I will bring an air mattress that can fit two people. But I would suggest for everyone that intends on staying, bring a sleeping bag or, just overnight stuff. If you have an air mattress, bring one. I will give the specifics as far as where exactly it'll be. On Thursday, I'll be sending all that out. The itinerary is Friday. Anyone who wants to come up, the check-in time is Friday, 5 o'clock, and then we'll be out of there Sunday morning. But it's in around Arlington, so check that on your map and plan accordingly, but it's very near that town. And if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up.
And we're doing this on Saturday, correct?
The meal will be Saturday, yeah. If you want to stay Friday, there's a grocery store right down the road, so if you want to bring snacks or whatever, that's fine. But we're just going to do the big meal Saturday. And then Sunday, probably not going to do cook-up breakfast because I have to work Sunday night, so we're going to try to just hit the road. But there'll be plenty of leftovers so people can scavenge, take things home, whatever you want. I will say, as far as planning to do activities around the property, it's a big property. It's on a ranch. So there should be enough room to do banners and stuff outside. However, I don't know what the forecast is looking like. It might be raining. The gal that runs it lives across the street, which doesn't really matter. But, the weather might be kind of shitty. So I don't know if sparring and all that's really in the cards. But we'll figure something out.
Good. You bring a deck change of clothes and access to the shower and shit.
Yeah. There's that. If we wanted to just do activism, there's tons of places we could go here in Darrington. It's a small town. We could cover it. It'd be a good town to hit too anyway. I feel like that's definitely where we get people who are sympathetic.
Hey, shoot me the location and address. I'm writing up an action plan right now to send to everybody.
Okay, I thought I already sent it to you, but I'll send it again.
I don't know, I probably got lost in a sea of messages. Okay, so I'll get that finished up after this meeting and have it all sent to you guys. Trying to think of some necessary supplies, you know, boxing, change of clothes, stuff like that, activism attire. Kind of up north, so try not to dress like anarchist or shit libs. Just need like two different outfits, like rural working class or like shit lib. Like literally like dress like a Democrat or dress like a Republican. Because like walking around wearing like Carhartts and Romeos in Seattle was like, hey everyone, look at me, you know, I don't fit in here.
I will say where we're going, most people do not wear masks. So, if we put up stickers and stuff, it'd be less conspicuous just going around without one. I don't think anyone would bat an eye.
So hats and glasses, then no mask.
You could, but if there's like six of us together wearing a mask, that would stand out.
Right. That's how we used to do it before the COVID thing. We didn't have masks. That was weird. People would think you were weird. So we just did like big glasses, like pit vipers and like a hat and like maybe a hood if you had to. For like certain actions, yeah, you'd want to wear a mask. Like for doing a mural or like putting a sticker on some like shit lib paper building, you don't want your face being shown, so stuff like that, you put a mask on, but otherwise there was no mask stuff, so the whole mask COVID thing has been just an absolute blessing for us, because previously if six guys all wore masks and walked down the street, people would all be very alarmed, right? Like, oh, they're a bunch of burglars, you know? So,
if anyone asks, we could just say we're all from California. And no one would bat an eye. It's like, oh, that makes sense.
Not really.
Anyhow, so all you guys that are traveling in, when do you want to arrive? Do you want to arrive Friday? Kind of like the last few times we've been doing WY meetups. Do you want to show up Saturday morning? We have the Airbnb rented up for the whole entire weekend, right? So you can stay Friday and Saturday night.
I will be showing up Friday.
Okay. Idaho guys are going to be Friday. What about you, Frederick?
I'll be driving up after work on Friday, so I'll be there early on Saturday.
Dude, air trooper. You know if the North Cal guys are doing anything? Or they're probably like just as far away, huh? Sacramento.
Well, that's not even where they're based. But yeah. They're way too far away, man. Like, gotcha. They're also doing something that day, so don't worry about it.
All right, I will. As much as I would like to worry about it, they're not my network.
Yes.
All right, otherwise,
so,
I don't really...
What? I'm sorry.
What? Speak.
I was going to say, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to have a Friday off. Anybody wants to carpool up with me, feel free to. You can always leave your car at my spot. I know that I'm along the way for you, Oregon guys. And, Walter, I still got your laptop.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, so Jack and Clark can probably carpool. Jack, are you going to want to – do either of you plan on spending the night?
Friday night into Saturday, if you guys will have me, yeah.
What about Saturday night?
I work on Sunday in the morning, so I got to get back either early Sunday or late Saturday.
Okay. That might not work for Clark if Clark is spending the night Saturday. Or are you spending the night, Clark?
I have to work Sunday as well, so I'd probably have to get home Saturday evening.
Okay. All right, and then carpooling works for you, gentlemen. Right, I don't think I have anything else for you guys. Yeah, my notes. So basically, y'all are just going to pull into the address around Friday night, and then we're all going to meet up Saturday morning. Maybe y'all have something planned for us to do Friday night. But I think Saturday, you know, in the morning, I think the itinerary is going to be kind of like the ladies are going to start prepping food, and we can go do some sparring and stuff. Tyler also said something about a trailhead nearby, so who knows, maybe we can all just go for a nice hike. That'd be kind of cool too. Either or would look good in the action report. We've recently done sparring, so maybe a hike would be kind of nice. And then when we get back, you know, we can start cranking out some banners. Y'all can socialize, enjoy yourselves. Then we'll go out, we'll put up a couple banners nearby, and then hang out, you know, have a toast, enjoy some dinner. I think that sounds like a good plan. What do you think, Tyler?
Yeah, except we're dropping banners Saturday. There's not, at least by knowledge, there's not really anything nearby that we could go drop them.
Okay. Check Google Maps and look around for overpasses.
Well, there are, if we go all the way back to the interstate, which isn't terribly far away, but, you know, we're going to be, we're in the mountains.
Right.
Yeah, this highway's well, and there's just not really any overpasses there. It's,
okay, regardless, we don't have any banners stockpiled, and we need to get all that stuff, those new stencils cut out. So we definitely should stockpile some banners and send guys home with some as well, regardless if we go out and put some up or not. So, I think
making them and other stuff would be the way to go, and then going out and doing stickers. Because I can't think of any place to drop a banner, and I know this highway's pretty well.
Maybe there's a river with like a railroad bridge facing the road, and maybe we could secure one on that, you know, facing
the road. Unless you guys want to travel like an hour down south, to like Index or, but those are really low population areas. But there are down there, it's kind of out in sticks where we're going.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'll look around, dude, but I can't think of any overpass out there I can't even think of any overpass once you get away from the interstate going out that way. Like, it's all mountains and rural roads.
Okay, well, I'll come up with something by then. Otherwise,
But there are bridges. We could probably find some, like, bridges to stencil if you really wanted to do that.
Yeah, I mean, banners don't always have to face... They don't always have to drape over the freeway. They can face it, you know? And suspend it from a building or from the side of, like, the railroad train crossings. Big fences or even like cliff sides, right? We could get concrete stakes and some paracord, and we could use concrete stakes and drill them into the ground above like the cliff sides facing the I-90 freeway towards Spokane. You know, we can flip it off of a cliff like that. You know, I've considered that. You know, there's other things we can do besides just zip tying them to overpasses.
Okay. Well, I can't think of any good spots, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. It'd be really nice if we had posters. Walter, don't you have posters? Use them.
Yeah, I've got some around.
Okay, so maybe potentially we could put up posters. I imagine if there's a town, there's electrical boxes, right? So maybe, yeah, Walter, add those to your packing list and bring those just in case. And I'll bring glue and stuff.
Yeah, posters would be fine. Again, I expect it's going to be raining, but we'll make it work.
I imagine there's not a lot of opposition. They're gonna tear them down anyways. We've done posters in like Gold Bar, I think, and that shit stayed up for months and months and months, like 6 months before like BLM came and had like a protest there, and they saw the stuff and they started taking it down.
You said you brought up Gold Bar. I think it's Gold Bar. There's a Gold Bar. It's right, Gold Bar. And it's just before Index. The rail line runs through there. There's like 4 or 5 rail cars that have been sitting there for months that have been tagged up. I think it's in Gold Bar that would be perfect for stenciling. And down the road is Index, not far. That bridge is where I saw some Antifa stencils and rainbow on the railroad bridge there.
Okay, so maybe those big graffiti spots facing the street, we could deploy our big Reclaim America and have it face the street with our URL under it.
If you're talking about doing that over Thanksgiving, that we'd have to do some planning. And that, again, that's like from where we're going to be, it's like an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, so after dinner we drive out and do it and then come back.
If everyone wants to do that, I mean, I don't know what time dinner's going to be, but we'll see.
Something I was thinking is maybe if we made a bunch of those political signs I was repurposing, if we got a bunch of those, we could just go stake them around the sort of the rural highways out there. At like intersections and whatnot, next to stop signs where people are coming to a
stop. I think posters would be good, but yeah. I think Clark's on a good thing there.
Yeah, we definitely need more of these Concord gay BLM signs that we can paint over and put our stuff on and start staking those around random areas. I think that'd be really cool.
This week, probably after work tonight, because I gotta get off work Sundays early, I'll go around and try to find a good 10 of them or so tonight and work on repainting them later this week.
Even if they're not like directly like opposition for us, like just random political signs that have been there forever, the election's over, go ahead and grab them. No one's gonna care. You know, there's like literally like mediums in areas like Bellevue that have like 20 of them fuckers. Grab them. Walk down the street, just fucking grab all of them. You know? And we can repaint all those with the turbo, just done, put our stencils on them, and we can deploy those. You know, that's super cheap. Like how that's pennies, you know, because we're borrowing and relocating the expensive material, and the paint's just a couple bucks. You know, I think that'd be a very fun method to go to find rural towns and place those all over the place.
I love that.
Because those rural white towns are like, you know, they're very white, you know, and if they see us running around like spray painting stuff or like gluing up posters and banners and stuff, they probably aren't necessarily going to like that. But like a more legal form of activism, like placing those around, they'll probably love it. They won't even like fuck with it. There's no opposition. It'd be awesome. So that's something that we should definitely, try to do and get more of and just find more of those signs. I'll keep an eye out. I drive past a lot at work, but we're going to need everyone is going to have to collect some of those if we are going to make a night of driving around doing that, because those go, they're quick, you know. And you want to put 4 and 6 around a town and that counts as one big action post. I think that'd be really fun. What do you guys think? New former backpacks.
I think love that.
Since I'm at the of all places, I mean, I'm sure I could find 30 just on my block alone.
Perfect. Yeah, collect all of them and then give them to Ethan, the paint, and store.
Well, since I have a full set of 3 stencils now, I could probably paint it myself.
If you want.
I will happily join you in this, Clark. DM me. Let's make it a Friday night one of these nights.
There you go.
Well, dude, I was going to try to have these saleable for the Thanksgiving, but in the future, we can definitely do some of this.
Well, You probably could go and nab some of those, and we could also have that available for Thanksgiving, too. It takes seconds to paint it, wait 2 minutes for it to dry, hit it with a stencil, right? Speaking of which, Tyler, I want your objective to be to make sure every member has at least a full set of like 5 different 3D stencils, because we ran into the issue when we went out in Seattle. We only had 2 3D stencils. I wish we honestly had more, like the Not Stolen Conquered and other designs.
I'm working on it, dude. It's just it takes time. Unless I can stay in all weekend to do it, you know, I have to sit. Each section takes an hour. So each sense takes about 4, and it's just kind of, and because the book printer's been down, it's been kind of slow going, but it is back up and running, and I am producing.
Yeah, this is a full set. I mean, I guess, Jack, if you ever need to borrow, if you ever want to do some and I'm busy, you can come borrow it. I wouldn't mind.
I will probably end up buying the upgraded bed. It's a bigger bed. It means I have to like change the gantry and a bunch of other stuff on it, which will be very time consuming, but it means that I don't have to print the stencils and sections anymore. I can do just each time I start a printing process, it'll do a whole stencil.
I think that pretty much covers everything we need to go over. Does anyone have any questions, comments, concerns?
Yeah, I do. So just for Thanksgiving there, just desserts or drinks? That's all we're going to need, Tyler?
He said dinner is totally on him.
Yeah, I got dinner covered, dude. So if you want, I mean, unless there's a special dish you want, I'd do... we're doing like sweet potato casserole stuffing, smash.
Come on, man, no spoilers.
It's gonna be like the traditional Thanksgiving stuff, but
all right.
We're not gonna do turkey because I figure everyone's got Thanksgiving plans. And I don't want to have turkey and then next week have more turkey and have leftover turkey. We'll do prime rib.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, could I have Frederick, Leo, and Walter in meeting room one?
All right, does anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns for me? Otherwise, if not, I now adjourn this meeting, and you guys are all free to go. Feel free to hang out and socialize if you wish, but this meeting is now concluded, and you're free to go. You're dismissed.
All right, I'm going to eat some grub. Night, guys.
Nice. Good night, gentlemen.
Same here. Talk to you later.